been two great days, actually, and everyone's been extremely welcoming, and I have to throw out a thank you to Minister Harrison, who spent the whole time with me on his weekend as well, but I felt it was extremely important. We were in Indian Head, I believe, Zenner, Davidson, Regina, and Gray, I believe, and there might have been a few other places in between, but those were the main stops. We had the opportunity to talk with Sask Crops, Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, Egg Producers of Saskatchewan. We visited a dairy farm, actually, beef operation. There was all kinds, and it's been very well received, actually. So I was pretty excited to be here. And the grain growers, of course, our last stop yesterday, so it was good.
Well, was this your first extended visit to the province, or had you been here before, and what had you seen of agriculture in the province, and what were your impressions of the last 2 days?
Look, I'm a new minister of about 5 weeks, I think it is, and I felt it really important to get out of the boardrooms of Ottawa and get some boots on the ground here in Saskatchewan. So I've spoken to all the ministers across the country. That was one of my first initiations, was to ensure that I opened that line of communication up. I had the opportunity to get here on the weekend, and Minister Harrison was kind enough to accompany me. I've tried to get it to as many stops as possible and hear as many concerns, but also on the other side of this, there's opportunities, and I think that was important for me to hear, to build those relationships. You know, it's a two-way street, obviously, from here to Ottawa, and I want to be sure that I know exactly what farmers' needs and wants are, and how we can work together to make farming and agriculture and agri-food better.
Now, you were in that Regina area and Indian Head. That would have been one of the areas that have received some rain this year, but there's a lot of areas of Saskatchewan that are quite dry and need rain as soon as possible. Did any of the groups, especially the cattle groups, did they talk about the potential for drought issues in Saskatchewan this year?
Yeah, certainly. I think it's a big concern, and it seems to be exponentially worse over the past few years, and it's not easy, obviously, and people have concerns. I know there was parts of Saskatchewan that had rain. I know driving back yesterday, we get into really heavy rain, but then it didn't last very long, and it's not maybe the type of rain that we need. But farmers are resilient, crops are somewhat resilient, but there are concerns.
Your full meeting with the ag ministers, the annual meeting was supposed to take place in Winnipeg, but it's going to be done virtually. Why is that? And will there be another meeting later on where you meet in person with everybody at the same time?
The perspective from everyone is to ensure that our thoughts and prayers are with those being affected by the fires in Winnipeg. And I think that first and foremost is our concern. So we didn't want to impede on anything that was being done to help those folks. We will do something, a video conference for sure, but there's also other possibilities throughout the summer that we may get together unofficially. But yes, our first minister's meetings will be scheduled in the fall, but I prefer to meet in person. I think it's extremely important to build those relationships, and I don't think you can always do that through video conference. So I'm looking forward to meeting everyone in person.
Your predecessor, Cody Boyce, he's, I believe, a parliamentary secretary with the Prime Minister. Do you work with him on a fairly regular basis to get yourself up to speed? And what role will he play going forward?
Well, I think we have to work with everybody. I think even the past minister, the minister before him, if there's something that I need, I have a great staff. We put, a really top-notch team together to work around me that have vast experience. We were one of the quickest teams to be put together, and that's to my benefit, so we could hit the ground running very quickly, and that's where we ended up today. And you need to work with everybody. I think the communication is key in any relationship, and if you're going to be successful, you have to work with all sides.
Have you had to do any fence mending? Because the previous Liberal government under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau not the most popular out in this part of the world. Have you had to do some fence mending, or have you been given a blank slate in regards to that relationship?
Look, I think building relationships is important, and that's why I'm here. It's a new, fresh start. We have a new leader, and we want to ensure that we put an economic lens on our decisions that are being made to ensure that everybody is sustainable and prosperous. We will not always agree on all the issues, but certainly we need to be sure that we're trying to do the right thing. And look, if we want to be the strongest economy in the G7, we need farmers at the table, and we can't do it without farmers. So it's a very strict directive from the Prime Minister to ensure that we communicate and engage in our sectors and our industries that we're responsible for. And I can tell you, I've had a great hospitality here. And thank you to the Saskatchewan people, the farmers. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Were there two or three issues, if you had to sum up what you heard here, what you learned? Is there something, more specific other than building those relationships? Were there certain issues that you heard from the producers here?
Well, I think front and center in everybody's mind is the uncertainty around trade and tariffs. That's something that we heard everywhere we went. And depending on what sector it is, there's always going to be concerns. And I think we have to hear those out. And if there's an opportunity for me to make adjustments on those, then that's why I'm here. But to fully understand the repercussions of some of these concerns is really important to me. But to see it firsthand, so to have boots on the ground at these farms and understand where they're coming from, I think is important. But look, I think trade and tariffs is certainly creating uncertainty. It's uncertainty in investment, uncertainty in decisions that some of the farmers are making. So we have to be certainly aware of that.
In regards to the complexity of agriculture, do you think you weren't directly involved in the business until recently, trying to figure out the lay of the land? Do you think many Canadians understand the complexities involved in agriculture and all the moving parts and all the things that go into place?
No, not whatsoever. And I'm being blunt in saying that, but I'm being honest as well. And I think part of my job will be to identify every opportunity to tell Canadians and the cabinet around my table that we need to do a better job of educating individuals what the inputs are and how farming is and how complicated it is. And, in some ways it's scientific, it's business, and it's a lot of hard work. So we need to do a better job on educating Canadians on the inputs on farming.
There's one Liberal MP in Saskatchewan. That's one more than we had before. He's from northern Saskatchewan, but does Buckley Boulanger play any role in helping you connect with Saskatchewan people?
Yeah, certainly. I'll be leaning on Buckley for sure on certain issues. But you know what? As a minister as well, I mean, I have to get out here, and which I've done this past weekend, and build those relationships with those farmers and the minister responsible out here, Mr. Harrison. And it's a team approach. I think there's a lot of unity in this country right now. And I think it's an opportunity for us. And I've heard it yesterday and the day before from several farmers saying, it's great to see you guys working alongside one another. And I think that's extremely important.
Excellent. Anything else that you would like to add to recap things?
Again, I want to thank Mr. Harrison and the hospitality of the farmers and stakeholders that we met with. It was second to none, and I enjoyed it immensely, and I'll be back.